שיחס בלחם פרק יבייז משנה פרם הנשרף וסעירים הנשרף. There are certain korbanot which instead of being eaten by the korban, the entire korban is burnt outside of Yerushalayim. Parm HaNisrafim is referring to Par Kol HaMashiach, Par HaLandover Shel Tzibur, and Par Shel Yom HaKippurim. And Seirim HaNisrafim is referring to Zohar Yom HaKippurim and Seiri Avodah Zohar. Bizman Shehi Nisrafim Kimitvasim. If they are being burnt, Kimitvasim, in the way the Torah prescribed for Parm HaNisrafim and Seirim HaNisrafim, meaning to say that no soul happened to the korban, so therefore they are being burnt in the proper way. Nisrafim Bevei HaDeshen. In such a case, they would be burnt in the Beit Hadeshin outside of Yerushalayim, umetamen begadim. And those that are involved in burning the korban, their clothes would become tamei. As the pasuk says, Asura Fosam Yichabes begadim. Not only the clothes that he is wearing would become tamei and need to be washed, but any clothes that he touches while he is involved in the sreifa of these korbanos would also become tamei. Vim einan nisrafim to mitvasim. But if the Parma Nisrafim and Seir HaNisrafim is not being burnt to Mitzvahim in the way the Torah prescribes for these korbanos, meaning to say that a psul happened to it, so it's being burnt, just like any korban which a psul happened to it would be burnt. Nisrafim Beveik Abir, in such a case, instead of being burnt outside of Yerushalayim, they would be burnt in the Beit HaMikdash inside the Azor. If the psul happened to it before it was taken out of the Azor, it would be burnt in the Azor. If the psul happened to it only after it was taken out of the Azar, then it would be burnt Bahar HaBayis. The Har HaBayis is also called Beis HaBira. Beinam Mitamim Begadim. In such a case, those that are involved in burning it, their clothes would not become tummy. And in this case, it's no different than any other kachim that had to be burnt because the psul happened to it. That the people that burn it would not be Mitamim Begadim. Even though by Parma Nisrafim and Seirim HaNisrafim it says by Surah Fosam Yichabes Begadav, that is referring to a Parma Nisrafim and Seirim HaNisrafim that was being burnt the Hechsher outside of Yerushalayim. In such a case, of Surah Fosam Yichabes Begadav. But in this case, that a psul happened to it, and it's being burnt just like any other korban that had a psul, and it's burnt in the Azara. In such a case, the Surah Fosam would not have to be Mechabes Begadav. If the Parma HaNisrafim and Seirim HaNisrafim that were being taken out of Yerushalayim to be burnt were being carried on motos, the behemoth was hanging on rods, and the rods were being held on their shoulders. Yatsu harishonim chut l'chomet ha'azara, v'acharonim lo yatsu. Harishonim etam ha'begadim, v'acharonim enam etam ha'begadim achi yatsu. If the people that were carrying the front ends of the rod had already gone out of the walls of the Azor, and the people that were holding the back ends of the rods had not yet gone out of the Azor, the din is that the ones in front would be Metame the Begadim, while the ones in back who are still in the Azor would not be Metame Begadim until they left the Azor. Yasu Elu Ve'elu, Elu Ve'elu Metamin Begadim. If the people that were holding the back ends of the rods also had already gone out of the Azor, they also would be metame begadav. And this Tana holds that which the pasuk says by Surah Fosam Yichabes begadav, that those that are involved in burning the Parma Nisrafim and Seirim HaNisrafim would be metame his begadav. Once they take the Parma Nisrafim and Seirim HaNisrafim out of the Azara, they are already metame begadav, even though they are not yet involved in burning them, as since they are taking it out to be burnt, that's already called Hasorev Osam. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Elu Ve'elu, Einan Metame Begadim, Achi Yutasa Or Berubim. Rabbi Shimon said, neither those that are holding the front ends of the rod and have already left the Azar, nor those that are holding the back ends of the rod and have not yet left the Azar, neither one of them are Metame Begadim, until the power of Sarer is mostly ignited by the fire. And since the Torah says, Basorev Osam, only once they ignite the power of Sarer would they be Metame Begadim. Nita habasar, ena sore mitame begadim. If the basar has already been burnt by the fire, even if it has not yet been consumed by the fire, in such a case, the person or the people that are helping the sorev would not be mitame begadim. If they only help the sorev after it's already nita habasar, they would not be mitame begadim. But those that help the sorev before nita habasar would be mitame begadim. For example, those that throw twigs in the fire or turn over the butter and the fire, they also would be metame begadim if they do that before the butter has been burnt.